Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
This is your Right Sports Report presented by Shell Food Mart. Right basketball began two-way Northeast Quadrant play over the weekend, starting at home against Sundance Friday. Then they went on the road to face Tongue River in Dayton Saturday. They also had an interclass matchup against 3A school Moorcroft at home yesterday. Starting with the girls, they lost both games to open conference play, losing to Sundance 51-45 and Tongue River in a close one 40-36. The Lady Panthers also lost to Moorcroft last night 73-39 as they fall to 6-10 in overall play. Moving to the Wright boys, they start a conference play with a dominating win over Sundance 72-46, but cannot hold on against YL Prep's number one seed Tongue River, losing 77-67. The Wright boys did bounce back with a 77-62 win over Moorcroft last night and improved to 11-5 in overall play this season. Both the girls and boys will return the quadrant action on Friday in Wright against Bighorn. Moving over the wrestling, the Panthers were in Moorcroft for the weekend, starting in a quad with Moorcroft, Newcastle, and Shoshone. As a team, Wright lost both of their duels, losing to Shoshone 54-18 and Moorcroft 63-15. They then turned their focus to the Dylan Humes Memorial Mixer on Friday and Saturday. Starting with the girls, they finished 12th as a team out of the 22 schools that participated with 37 points. Individually, Riley Knight placed 5th in the 130 class, Chloe King came in 6th in the 140, and Susan Hedman finished 2nd in the 145. Moving to the Wright boys, 25 schools participated on the boys' side, and Wright finished in 18th with 43 points. Individually, Pace Garrett came in 5th in the 132 class and Tucker Edwards came in 6th in the 145. Wright will be back on the mat tomorrow with a duel against Newcastle, then they will go on the road to South Dakota to participate in the Belle Fouche invite on Friday and Saturday. That's it for your Wright Sports Report. I'm Colton DeBias.